Hey everyone, Jay Wong here, and in this episode, we're talking about moving gratitude. Can't wait to dive in with you.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It has been a little while. I feel like I've failed each and every single one of you. I apologize for the delays in this episode. You're going to see a few going out this week. They've just been backlogged because we had a switchover in some of our team members, as well as I had a couple different realizations from our content strategy, but I will save that for a later episode. This is an episode I wanted to share with you almost about a week ago, and it really goes back to a little story, something that happened to me a couple weeks ago, which is I met up with a friend of mine, and we always usually meet up and just share kind of not war stories per se, but we always, you know, share stories of, you know, growing our business, growing our team. We kind of came up together, and so, you know, we're always, you know, the aspect of, you know, being hyper honest with each other, but at the same time just wanting to listen and share in the journey. Because let's be honest here, right? Anybody who's out there right now, I don't care what it is that you're trying to do. Maybe you're trying to sell a product online. Maybe you're trying to create some level of freedom for yourself. Maybe you're trying to get clear on, you know, the legacy that you're trying to leave behind or create, or you're just trying to figure out how to get started. You know, you don't even know, is it online marketing? Do you want to do speaking? Is it podcasting, right? Or do you want to stay where you are? You know, and hey, I totally get it. Like that, if you know my story, you know, I spent a lot of time in that stage. I spent a lot of time. And, you know, as I was listening to my friend, you know, we were talking about hiring people, firing people, you know, building out campaigns, onboarding clients. And, you know, it is so overwhelming. And she got to the point where she said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about quitting. I'm thinking of just quitting. Like, do you ever think about just quitting and stopping everything? Right. And I hope you guys didn't think that we quit or we stop by any means. You know, like I said, it's uncharacteristic of myself and my team to not be uploading as, you know, lately. But, you know, as my friend was going through this, and, you know, I think a lot of times when we have these thoughts, sometimes it's so much easier if we just like speak it out loud, right? And just talk about it in the open. So let's talk about that, you know, because I reminded her of this one thing. And the one thing is this: the mere fact that you want to do this, that you want to share a message with the world, that you want to be your own entrepreneur or boss, or you want to kind of go out there and carve your own path into the world, the mere fact that you want to do this doesn't make you special. That's right. It doesn't make you special, because you know what? We're living in a time where entrepreneurship is the cool thing to do, right? And if you look at, you know, when was the last financial crash? Most people, right? If I ask, hey, what's the last financial crash that you know of? That financial crisis, right? Most people refer back to that 2007, 2008, right? Maybe 2009, right-ish? But how far away was that ago? Like, that was almost 8-9 years, right? 10 years, if you look at 2008. So it was a decade ago, and we've had this decade long of prosperity and growth. And yes, I mean, you know, it's easy to grow when you're starting at the bottom, right? But, you know, we're in this phase in our society where everyone's talking about being an entrepreneur, going out there, doing this thing. So it's kind of like a cool factor, but the fact that you want to do this does not make you special. Because look, I think there's a lot of people, there's a lot of you out there right now, whether you're driving or you're waiting at the bus, or you're going to see someone, when maybe it's a friend, maybe it's in a relationship that you're not even that into. Or maybe you're going to a job that you're not that into. Whatever it is, I think a lot of us get that tap on our shoulder. You know, we get that kind of intuition, you know, that's trying to speak louder, and we're trying to listen to it, and we're trying to say, are you sure? Like, is that really the answer for me? Right? And I think a lot of us, we kind of know what it is that we really want to be doing, right? If I, you know, let's imagine this is like a live event. I brought you on stage with me and I said, hey, you know what? You know, whatever your name is, I'd love for you to tell us what you truly, truly want. And I think if we stay there long enough and you're comfortable enough, you'll share it. You'll share it with, it doesn't matter, a room of strangers. You'll share it. You'll share exactly what it is that you want to do. And this is why it's not special, because I think a lot of us get that tap. A lot of us get that intuition that says we should be doing something bigger. We should be giving back in a bigger way. We should be using our gifts, our unique abilities. We should be serving at a higher level. I think a lot of us feel that way. Here's the difference. The difference is a lot of people feel that way, but a lot of people don't take action towards making that a reality. Does that make sense? Like, a lot of people feel the tap. They go, oh, yeah, I get that. I resonate with that. But they don't do anything about it. They never buy the right programs. They never go to the right events. They never, you know, buy the software that they need, because they don't want to spend the, it's $10 a month. You know what I mean? It's a $100 investment, right? They don't want to invest in themselves, because in a lot of ways, they're kind of happy where they're at. Right? They're kind of happy complaining about the day-to-day. And so, you know, I always have this analogy. I was reminding my friend of this, that so many people, they're stuck in the parking lot of their dreams, not going anywhere, not getting to the destination they want to get to, because they're sitting there. They're waiting for instructions. They're, you know, they're trying to understand everything around them. They're trying to memorize everything. They're trying to know it all. And here's the key takeaway from really all this, is that you're allowed to go through some good times. You're also allowed to go through some bad times. But if you've been following me on Instagram this year, we've really made it a practice in my personal life that every single day I try to go on these gratitude walks, you know. And what I'm realizing is that I'm practicing being grateful for the life that is coming, right? For my current life and for the life that is coming, right? And I think a lot of times people do gratitude wrong. So I want to talk a little bit about the movement of gratitude. I think you have to get up. You have to move with it. You have to, you know, kind of speak it into reality, if you feel me. And I was sharing this with my friend because I think, you know, we sometimes it is hard. Sometimes we do want to quit. Sometimes, you know, you're overwhelmed. You just kind of want to start all over. And you want to kind of start with a blank canvas, you know, and sometimes maybe you should, but that's probably a different episode, a different type of, you know, topic. But I think sometimes we should start realizing all the assets that we have on our side, all the amazing things that we're currently doing, all the amazing things that we know and we have learned, and the relationships we have in place, the network that you have, the skills that you have, the gifts that you have. I mean, you have immense things to be grateful for, and it's not about needing that extra thing that you think that you're just not quite there yet. And it's okay. It's, you know, I remember learning about the idea of, you know, I could see where you are going through your preparation, right? We are preparing to get to that next level, and if you're preparing to get to that next level, you got to think about this, okay? People are going to treat you differently. They're going to treat you weirdly, right? Because they are not going to that destination, right? They are just getting ready to go back into their day-to-day life, right? And so by default, you are not dressed according to their standard. You are not talking about what they want to be talking about, right? You are dressed for where you are going. You are prepping yourself to step in to that greater future, the greater vision that you have for yourself. And I think it's worth, you know, spending a few seconds to think about, right? It's not about whether you're ready or not now. It's about being grateful for what you have now, acknowledging that you might not be ready, But it's okay because life is willing to test you. It's willing to give you those obstacles and give you those, you know, those negative events that seem like they're so bad, but they're actually prepping you for where you need to go. You know, and so, you know, if you're going through a tough time, if you feel overwhelmed, if you're thinking, my God, I don't know how I'm going to make it through today. Let me reframe this for you. What do you think this is preparing you for? What type of leader are you going to be if you survive this, right? If you don't just survive this, but you thrive in this, you master this, you master your pain, you take what you're going through and you're able to spin it, to take that emotion, input it into your creation, input it into your marketing, input it into your story, your brand. What type of person are you going to be when you're able to share this on the other side, right? And this is something I always think about is, what do you think that's communicating to life? You know what I mean? When you start looking at all the negative events in your life, when you start looking at all the obstacles and you say, you know what, I know it's stacked against my favor. I know what the numbers are, you know, but guess what? I'm not preparing to be here forever. You know, I'm every single day, I'm learning to where I need to be. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to walk into it. All right. I'm ready to receive it. I'm practicing being ready to receive it. You know, I'm practicing being blessed. I'm practicing being abundant. You know, I'm practicing being a great leader every single day, and I'm getting ready for it right now. And so the question becomes to my friend and to me, to all great entrepreneurs around the world is, you know, yes, we're all going through problems. Yes, everyone is overwhelmed. Yes, we're probably all a little overworked, a little stretched. If you're really ambitious, you're definitely stretched, right? What is that helping you get to on the other side? Who are you going to become when you are preparing for that greater future? Right? I'm not saying don't acknowledge where you've been, not acknowledging your pain, your struggle. It's all there. But the difference is between people that make it and people that just, you know, resonate with getting that message or that feeling in them is that they're willing to look that obstacle, they're willing to look that pain in the face, and they're willing to say, you know what, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna make this happen. I might not have the capabilities right now, but I'm going to make a commitment right now. I'm going to just declare that I'm going to do it. I'm going to be ready to receive it. I'm going to walk into it. I'm going to become what I need to become so I can get it. So I can be that person that is an assumption for them. You know, that it, just like driving, you don't even think about it. You just drive, right? It's kind of like success. You know, Wayne Dyer says success is not something you can achieve. It's kind of like water. You can't really hold it. You can only sit in it. You can enjoy it. Right? And water is quite effortless. There's nothing, water's not trying to be anything, right? So successful people are not trying to be successful. That's the thing. Like, they're not trying to be successful. You have to understand that. They are successful. You know, that's why they say winners win, right? Because that's who they are. They just win. It's not, they're trying to win. Do you see what I mean? Like, when you try to do something, it exemplifies and it showcases the lack of thereof. Right? I'm trying to be abundant means that I am not abundant, right? So don't try, be. And if you want to give these gratitude walks a try, I mean, it's very simple. You walk around your neighborhood or wherever you're at. Everyone can do that. It's free. There's no membership. There's nothing. And you just start going through things that you're grateful for now and start going a little further. Be grateful for things that are not quite there yet. But talk about it like it's happened. Right? Because you're stepping into it. It's happening. You're being it, right? And I hope that, you know, the mini story and things resonate with you. If it does, I'd love for you to let me know, you know, whether it's social media or I'd love for you to join our, apply to join our group called the Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs Group. I'd love for you to share your thoughts there. And yeah, I mean, this was just, I didn't mean for this to be a kind of a comeback episode, but I wanted to share that with each and every single one of you because I think it's important. And I hope it resonates with people that are feeling a bit overwhelmed, feeling like you're going through some tough times. And just know that whatever you're going through right now, it's preparing you for that greater future. And I'm excited for you. And I'm excited to get a chance to support you if ever that happens. I'm getting a chance to be your cheerleader. So join me over, Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs. All you got to do is go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/tribe. It is a new group that we've just started, but I like it. I like the intimacy of a couple hundred people. Rather, you know, some of these groups are like way too overwhelming with like 20,000 and 40. Some of my friends have like these 20,000, 40,000 groups. It's crazy. So we'll be coming out with an interview very, very soon. The next couple ones are a little more investing, specifically real estate investing focus, but I'll give you the intro for those. And then I do have a really cool episode that I have planned later on this week, and it's done already. So you'll be seeing tons of uploads from me. Appreciate you. If you are, wherever you are listening to this, wherever you are in the world, know that I have a lot of love for you. If you could give us a nice hit that subscribe button, wherever you are listening to this, iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, I don't know what all the other ones are. I mean, Google Play, whatever it is that you're listening to this on, leave us a review. It'd be greatly, greatly appreciated. And I appreciate you. And hope you try that out. Hope you try that gratitude walk out and let me know some of the feedback. So until the next episode, everyone, remember, being a change maker is not about changing the world. It's about becoming the best version of yourself so that you can impact those closest to you. If you could change who you are, maybe, just maybe, you can change the world. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner change maker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top 3 proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.